This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. You won't see the usual throngs of cheering, kissing, New Year's Eve merrymakers in Times Square. Police are making sure the crowds don't gather in Times Square to ring in the new year. The chief of patrol of the NYPD has this advice. Stay home.
As the world rings in 2021, the normal New Year's celebrations will be few and far between, as officials warn against large celebrations due to the coronavirus pandemic. The annual New Year's Eve gatherings have been canceled from New York's Times Square to Sydney Harbor in Australia. On Wednesday, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti worried aloud about yet another surge of COVID-19 cases after the holidays.
We better not make New Year's another spike, because those are the things that are killing people.
Los Angeles County has now recorded more than 10,000 deaths from COVID-19. I'm Mike Gracia.
The new variant of the coronavirus detected in Colorado and California has experts asking questions about how that variant circulating in England arrived here in the U.S. They believe the current vaccines will be effective against it, though. The number of Americans who applied for unemployment last week is still high, 787,000. The coronavirus still weighing on the economy. Gus Fauché, the chief economist with PNC Financial Services, says he does not expect the job market to fully recover until 2023.
There are a lot of businesses that have closed permanently. There are a lot of industries that have undergone huge changes. That means that they won't need as many people as they did previously.
Pope Francis is skipping New Year's ceremonies due to what the Vatican says is a painful back condition. Maritime security firms say a suspicious object has been found on the hull of an oil tanker in the Persian Gulf off the coast of Iraq. The U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet patrols the Mideast. It hasn't commented yet. This is AP News. President Trump's returning to the White House today, a day early from his Florida vacation. The AP's Jackie Quinn has this.
There's no official reason given for President Trump coming back to Washington a day early, but the change in plans was announced hours after Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley said he would object next week when Congress meets to affirm Joe Biden's election victory. Hawley's move would likely force a number of votes in the House and Senate that would delay the certification of Biden's win. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign filed a second request to the U.S. Supreme Court, asking that it overturn his election loss in Wisconsin, his second appeal in as many days. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
People are staying home because of the pandemic, and they're buying backyard stuff. Barbecues, outdoor furniture, outdoor heaters. That from retail experts. The latest on what we're buying. I'm Rita Foley.